Part 2, Marketing and Marketing Plan. Welcome to Part 2 of Vancity's Start Smart, A Basic Guide to Business Planning. In this part, we will explore what goes into the marketing section of your business plan. A marketing plan is one of the most important elements in your business plan. Just because you open a business does not mean you will have customers. You need a roadmap to make sure your customers reach your door, and that's where your marketing plan comes in. Your marketing plan should show what you're selling, who is going to buy it, why they will buy it, and how you will reach your customers. Here are a few tips before you tackle this section of your business plan. Explain what you are selling in plain language. This may seem obvious, but many business plans leave us confused about what your product or service is. Describe who your customers are and why they will buy your product. Show us that you know your industry. What are the trends and opportunities? Be creative and think through a variety of ways you will reach your market and ideal customer. You want your business to succeed. Develop a marketing plan that will help you get where you want to go.
When it comes to marketing, I like to remind people there is no such thing as the general public. Just because a lot of people drink coffee doesn't mean all coffee drinkers are your target market. You need to be specific about who will buy your coffee and why. Your plan should clearly show how your marketing strategies will reach your ideal customers and motivate them to buy your product or service. Make sure to include a marketing budget that supports your plan.
About your product or service. Think about your primary products or services. What is different or unique about what you are offering? This is particularly important if your business will have lots of competition. Describe the main features and benefits of your product or service and why customers will want what you are offering. Market research. The key to business success is identifying your market and targeting your marketing activities to reach your ideal customer. Market research is the first step in developing an outstanding marketing plan. Your market research should answer the following questions. Who is your ideal customer and what do you know about them? What is your target market? What is the market potential in your industry and what is your realistic share? Who is your competition? You can often answer these questions through a combination of primary and secondary research. Primary research is original research that a small business owner undertakes to assess a potential market. This could include conducting surveys, focus groups, or interviews with target customers. Secondary research is information that is publicly available from existing sources like Canada Business Network. Research can help you figure out if your business can reach enough of your target market to be successful. Include market research in your plan. Target market. Your target market is a specific group of customers who have something in common with each other. You could describe this group based on demographic traits. Perhaps they are within the same age range or belong to the same cultural group. You can also describe individuals in your target market in terms of a shared behavior. Perhaps they have the same purchasing habits, share the same hobbies, or shop at the same stores. At the very least, your target market should need or want your product or service, and you should be able to describe some things they have in common. Market potential. Market potential is the size of the entire market for your product or service. Market potential is often calculated at a provincial or national level. It can also be calculated for smaller areas like neighborhoods or business districts. For most small businesses, the market potential is a specific area or region, for example, a shopping district that serves a residential neighborhood. Market share. Your market share is the part of the market potential your business aims to serve. It can be difficult to realistically estimate the market share for a startup business, but it is still important to try. Your ideal customer. Once you have conducted research about your target market, you should be able to describe your ideal customer. What are the values, interests, and lifestyles of your ideal customer? Where are they located? What are their purchasing patterns? What are their hobbies and recreational activities? What will motivate them to purchase your goods or services? Include a description of your ideal customer. Your competition. Most businesses have competitors. Direct competitors are businesses that sell the same product or service to your target market. Indirect competitors are businesses that offer a similar product or service to your target market. For example, a corner store that sells coffee is an indirect competitor for a nearby coffee shop. It's helpful to use a SWOT analysis to think about your competitor's strengths and weaknesses. SWOT stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Links to a SWOT analysis can be found in the print and digital versions of this guide. Knowing more about your competition will help you develop smart marketing strategies. Competitive advantage. Your value proposition is a compelling description of why a customer should buy your product or service. What makes your business special? Why would customers choose your product or service? Explain your value proposition. Industry trends and market risk. Another important area to consider is trends within your industry. There can be positive and negative trends that could affect your business. Are there regulatory, environmental, or technological changes underway in your industry? Is your industry growing, and what are the reasons? Market risk refers to the possibility of lower than expected sales due to reasons outside of a business owner's control. For example, changes in the value of the Canadian dollar or a change in the demand for your product could be considered market risks. Describe the industry and external risks to your success. Marketing plan. Once your research is done and you've identified your market and ideal customer, it's time to write a marketing plan for your business. A marketing plan should describe your ideal customer, your target market, and your competition. But most importantly, you should explain your marketing strategy. Your marketing strategy is your overall long-term plan to reach potential customers and motivate them to buy your product or service. This is where tactics come in. Marketing tactics. Tactics are the specific ways you will reach your target market with your message. Tactics could include your website, print materials, social media, signage, and advertising. Thinking about your ideal customer and target market, which tactics will reach them? What is your message to them? Do you have a tagline or slogan that communicates your competitive advantage and values? Describe the tactics you will use to reach your target market and ideal customer. Marketing budget. Your marketing plan should include a budget to implement your marketing tactics. List the expenses associated with implementing your marketing plan and include this in your business plan. You can add this budget to your cash flow forecast. We'll get to cash flow a bit later in this guide. Always include a budget for marketing in your plan. In Part 3 of Start Smart, you will learn more about what business lenders look for in the management and operations part of your plan. For more information about VanCity's microfinance program, contact 604-709-6930 or microfinance@vancity.com or visit vancity.com/microfinance. This guide is brought to you by VanCity's microfinance team and is supported by Western Economic Diversification Canada.